Hey, this is Jesse Reynolds.
Wait, Jenna, you know cats attack birds, right? I thought you don't like birds.
I don't like both of them.
You both got... You don't like animals, Cruella DeVille.
I love animals.
I know you do.
Even though I don't like cats, I've always been interested in one of those Sphinx cats. You know the hairless cats?
Oh, God. Are you serious?
I think they're so cute.
Oh, my gosh. But they're so wrinkly. Wouldn't you want to just go at it with a Botox needle all the time?
Well, I picked out the perfect name for my imaginary hairless cat.
What?
Dermy.
Oh, okay.
Like epidermis, you know? Get it?
I do get it. That's not where I thought you were going, because those cats remind me of a certain part of the male anatomy that, you know what, I see often enough. So, see Mamma Mia 2, check out my girl Cher. Oh, if I could turn back town.
Okay.
Town.
I love Cher as the person she is, yeah. But do you really think she's that talented, like, when it comes to singing?
Jenna, you take that right back.
Well, she kind of sounds the same when she sings as when she talks.
What do you mean, Jenna?
I wish you guys could see Jesse doing his impression right now, because he literally has his hands flaring around like a like a drunk T-Rex. And he was wandering around the parking lot, and he was just peering into cars. And I was like, man, he's looking to steal something in the middle of the daylight, right?
Producer Jimmy, what were you doing there? Why were you... Come on.
Guilty.
What the hell? Everyone's on their phone. Like, it's a beautiful day. There's boats. Why are you on your phone? But everybody was on their phone. Saw a couple of people with a t-shirt that said Mystic on it. So I started to think, oh, God, you know, I'm in the middle of some cult or like some fetish role playing. I don't know what's going on. Yes, we had walked smack into the middle of a Pokemon gym. You can imagine my horror. I was like, full Snow White running through the forest, ducking from Jigglypuffs and Squirtles. It turns out it was a Pokemon party.
I didn't even know people are still playing Pokemon.
I know, because she's like, no, they can sense like your vibrations and your friendliness, and the oxygen's good for the carbon dioxide's good for them.
Okay.
So now, you know, I work out at home. So when I'm working out, I'll like go over and like pant and breathe heavily on the plants.
So Jesse's in his living room sweating to the oldies. Yeah. There you go, plants.
And I wonder why they're all dying. I don't know. Well, Kim Kardashian has uttered words I never thought we'd hear her say. But first, which pop star is in hot water for allegedly fat-shaming a woman at a restaurant? The Jump Sleaze is next.
I'm just curious, how do you celebrate May the 4th? Like, what is it exactly that you do? Do you sit at home and binge watch a bunch of Star Wars movies?
Yes.
Because I know that's what they do on Big Bang Theory.
Yes. Yeah, you stay firmly in your mom's basement where you live, and you watch your Star Wars movies.
Ouch.
It's 5:31, Jesse. Be nice.
Oh, geez. The layout is not accurate at all. It doesn't look like Blanche's house.
You know the layout to Blanche's house?
Oh, yes. I've Golden Girls is my jam.
Who's your favorite Golden Girl?
Oh, Dorothy, for
okay,
sure.
Yeah.
But if I was going to be a Golden Girl, it would probably be Blanche.
I know you'd be Blanche.
So she's headed back to her place of worship, the plastic surgeon's office. She's going to get injected with more byproducts that will hold her rump's ridiculous shape and size. How much product are they going to have to use, right? Like, just get back the cement truck up.
But we're also only 94 days away from Christmas.
Oh, yo, I got a whole bag of shh here for you, Jenna. Don't you dare. How dare you go there?
Christmas to me is your Halloween.
Oh.
I love Christmas. It's never too early for Christmas.
Oh, my God. Well...
You guys feeling good? You're back into the swing of things now?
Yeah, back into the swing of things, I think.
Yeah, I got to eat a few more salads, but we'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
I think it's gym time now.
Gym time, yeah.
Gym time and some salads.
Oh, I can't. You can't go to the gym in January, though. Too many people go. It's like you get hit with that eau de bologna smell every time you open the door. It's God, true. There's disgusting. Too many people packed in there like sardines. I can't do it.
You don't have an excuse, though. We have a gym here at work.
Oh, damn it.
There's no one in that, except for Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. There's that bologna smell again. And the daughter looks at me right in the face and goes, Merry Christmas! And I was like, buzzkill, it's July, settle down. But I said very friendly, I'm like, well, it's a little early for that. And then I look at the mom like, girl, you're raising a psychopath, all right? And the mom looked back at me like I was the rudest person ever. I'm like, I was pretty nice to the little girl. Anyway, I thought that was the weirdest thing ever. I'm like, okay, kids, Christmas. Kept on about my business. Get home. Realized I was wearing a Christmas t-shirt.
No.
And now that I've been working in radio, to look back on my childhood and being bullied for my voice a little bit, it really is like it's a nice feeling to see how it's come full circle for me. And it can happen to you too. If you're being bullied, just hang in there, because it really does get better.
Man, Jesse, I love you. Love you so much.
Love you too.
I'm going to get tears. Okay, we better go before I start crying on air. Blubbering like a baby.
I'm Jesse.